Kashi Purvaksha Sila Tamka Nakalai Ito Nishinga Parito Nishingo Yato yato yamitato nisingo Bahir nisinga hirae nisingo Bahir nisinga hirae nisingo Nada singamadim sananam papade Namaste nada singaya Praladala tadayane Hiranyakashi Purbhakshaha Sila Tamka Nakalai Ito Nishinga Parito Nishingo Yato, yato, yamitato, nishingo. Bahir nisinga, hire nisingo. Bahir nisinga, hire nisingo. Nada singamadim sadanam prapade Namaste nada shingaya Praladala dadayane Hiranyakasi Purbhakshaha Sila Tamka Nakalai Ito Nishinga Parito Nishingo Yato yato yamitato nisingo Bahir nisinga hire nisingo Bahir nisinga hire nisingo Narasingamadim sananam prapade Tabakara kamala bade Nakamadhuta shinga Dolita hiranyakashipu Dhanu bringam Kesavadita Hadi Rupa, Naija Gadisha, Hadi, Jaya Jagadisha, Hadi, Jaya Jagadisha, Hadi. Tabakara Kamala Bade Nakama Bhutashinga Dalita Hiranyakashipu Dhanu Bringa Kesavadita Nadahari Rupa Jaya Jagadisha De Jaya Jagadisha De Jaya Jagadisha Hare Navatara Tama Oh Hiranyakashipu Hare Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare Swami Jaya Jagadisha Hare Tabakara Kamala Bade Nakama Bhuta Shinga Dalita Hiranyakashipu Dhanu Bringa Kesava Dita Nandahari Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare hey, hey, hey. Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Tabakara Kamala Bade Jaya Jagadisha, Jaya Jagadish, Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Jaya Jagadish, Jaya Jagadish, Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Jaya Jagadish, Jaya Jagadish, Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Jaya Jagadish, Jaya Jagadish, Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Hey, Jaya Jagadish, Jaya Jagadish, Jaya Jagadish Sahari. Jaya Nishringadev, 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 Jaya Nishringadev. Jaya Nishringadev, 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 Jaya Nishringadev. Jaya Lakshmi Nrisinga, Jaya Lakshmi Nrisinga, Lakshmi Nrisinga, Jaya Lakshmi Nrisinga. Jaya Lakshmi Nrisinga, Lakshmi Nrisinga, Jaya Lakshmi Nrisinga, Jaya Lakshmi Nrisinga. Finishing a Tatadasi Mahamahotsava Ki. Dao Mishnu Pai Paramahansa Pari Vatakacharya. Oshtatara Satasri Srimad is Divine Grace, Iskan Founder, Chaya Srila. A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Ananta Kori Vaishnava Bhinda Ki. Nama Chaya Srila Haridash Thakur Ki. Premsagoho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasari Gaura Bhaktarindaki Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gogopinata Shyama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhanaki Sri Vrindavan Dhamaki Sri Mathura Dhamaki Navadvip Mayapur Dhamaki Ahovalam Dhamaki Ganga Jamuna Mayaki Bhakti Deviki Tulsi Maharaniki ISKCON founder, Chaya Srila Prabhupada Ki, Gopinanandi, Sri Nisringadev's appearance day ki. All glory to the assembled devotees. All glory to the assembled devotees. All glory to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Guru. Before we speak from Srimad Bhagavatam, I'd like to read some prayers in the glorification of Lord Nisringadev. This will help put us in the mood. Through bandhanam, through prayer, we develop a certain mood in Krishna consciousness. Although it's very nice that we offer prayers from our own hearts to the Lord, it's also very nice to learn the prayers of self-realized souls, pure devotees of the Lord, who know how to supplicate the Lord in such a way as to gain his attention. It's a great science, devotional service, and as we've stated many times, devotional service means to perform service in such a way that is favorable for Krishna's pleasure. Anyabilasita sunyam jnana karma anavitam anukalena krishnu shilanam bhakti uttama. Again, this is a most essential verse from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, from Nectar of Devotion, in which Sri Rupa Goswami states that the definition of pure devotional service is that service which is offered to Krishna and is free from any selfish interest, any mental speculation, any desire for mystic powers, or a desire to merge into the effulgence of the Lord. And it is done favorably according to what pleases the Lord. So bandhanam is one of the 9 processes of devotional service, which we mentioned this morning, was practiced perfectly by Sri Prahlad Maharaj. He achieved perfection by offering prayers to the Lord. And as we mentioned this morning, we can follow in the footsteps of the Mahajans, we can follow in the footsteps of Prahlad Maharaj by offering nice prayers, as best we know. And we can learn some of the prayers that Prahlad Maharaj offered to Lord Nisringadev. Actually, Srila Prabhupada, in speaking from Srimad Bhagavatam, he spoke most of the classes, or a greater percent of the classes that Prabhupada gave, came from the 7th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. He liked that canto of Srimad Bhagavatam with the beautiful prayers of Prahlad Maharaj. So we want to approach the Lord. We're a little deficient in any adhikari, any qualification for approaching God. We're ignorant. But we can pick up the mood of bandhanam from the previous acharyas. So this is a very nice section of Bhagavatam to read from, the prayers of Prahlad Maharaj. But we'll read some prayers from other devotees, even from the Lord himself, to himself. Krishna comes and he takes the position of a teacher. Although he's eternally the master, he takes the position of a teacher just to show us how to approach him. So Lord Chaitanya is a good example. He's God, and he's teaching us how to worship God. So he taught us a very nice meditation on this very special incarnation of God, Narasimha. Narasimha means he's half man, he's half lion. And ISKCON devotees love this incarnation. Different reasons. It's very cute. But there's very deep reasons as well, which we'll discuss this morning. But here's a very nice prayer offered by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spent much of his life, a good 18 years of his life, in Jagannath Puri. And he was relishing the rasa, the relationships with the Lord there. And he would regularly visit the Nisringadev temple, which is situated near the Gundicha temple. There's the Jagannath temple at one end of the road, and way down the other end of the road, maybe a couple of kilometers actually, is the Gundicha temple. So the Lord, he goes to the Gundicha temple and stays for some time. And then it, next to the Gundicha temple is the Narasimha Bhagavan temple. And Mahaprabhu would often visit that temple. And as we'll hear a little later on, he would also, the Madhulitas described that during his tour of South India, he would also, he liked to visit the temples of Narasimha Bhagavan. There's many temples in Andhra Pradesh, Tamil Nadu. When I was a young boy, just after taking sannyas, 29 years old, first thing I did as a sannyasi was to go to South India, and I visited as many Nrisimha temples as I could because I thought that would be appropriate for sannyas, for protection. So I visited many temples there. And I went to this one temple in Mangalgiri, and the footprints of Mahaprabhu are established there by Bhakti Sananda Saraswati. So he visited Simhachala, he visited Mangalgiri, he visited Ahovalam, different temples there. So in one temple, Jyada Nrisimha, it's described in Madhulila, chapter 8, verse 5, there's a beautiful verse, which is a favorite of the devotees, and which we were chanting in the kirtan. Sri Nrisimha Jaya Nrisimha Jaya Jaya Nrisimha. See, I told you. Praladasha Chaya Padma Mukha Padma Bringam. Sri Nrisimha Jaya Nrisimha Jaya Jaya Nrisimha. Praladasha Chaya Padma Mukha Padma Bringam. Sri Nrisimha Jaya Nrisimha Jaya Jaya Nrisimha Dev. Praladasha Chaya Padma Mukha Padma Bringam. From the mouth of the Lord to the Lord. All glories to Nrisimha Dev. All glories to Nrisimha Dev, who is the Lord of Prahlad Maharaj, and like a honeybee, is always engaged in beholding the lotus-like face of the goddess of fortune. So this is a very nice prayer to be offered to our deities of Nrisimha Dev, because it mentions, you know, Lakshmi Nrisimha Dev. And Mother Lakshmi sitting on the lap of the Lord. Let's see, what else do we have? Jatudasham Narasingham Bibhadhaityan Namurjitam Dadhara Karajaruda Erakam Gatakid Yata. In the 14th incarnation, the Lord appeared as Nrisimha and bifurcated the strong body of the atheist Hiranyakashipu with his nails, just as a carpenter pierces cane. Om Namo Bhagavate Narasinghaya Namaste Jas Tejase Avirdavir Bhava Bhajanaka Bhajadamsta Kamasayan Randaya Randaya Tamo Grasa Grasa Om Svaha Abhayam Abhayam Atmuni Bhujishta Om Frum. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Lord Nrisimha Dev, the source of all power. O my Lord, who possesses nails and teeth just like thunderbolts, kindly vanquish our demoniac desires for fruitive activity in the material world. Please appear in our hearts and drive away our ignorance so that by your mercy we may become fearless in the struggle for material existence. Om Namo Bhagavate Tubhyam Purushaya Mahatmane Haraye Dutasinghaya Brahmane Paramatmane. O my Lord, full of six opulences, O Supreme Person, O Supreme Soul, killer of all miseries, O Supreme Person, in the form of a lion and a man, let me offer my respectful obeisances unto you. I was looking for the prayers of Sridhar Swami here. go to the table of contents. Not listed, okay. These are prayers by Sridhar Swami. He was a very advanced Vaishnava who came in the line of Vishnu Swami Sampradaya, and he's considered the original commentator on the Srimad Bhagavatam. And he was very much appreciated by Lord Chaitanya. And in the Vishnu Swami Sampradaya, the principal deity is Lord Nrisingadev. So he composed many nice prayers which are found in his commentary on the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Pralada Hriyadalada Bhakta Vidya Vidaranam Svadindu Richimbande Parinda Bandanam Harim. Let me offer my obeisances to Lord Nrisingadev, who is always enlightening Prahlad Maharaj within his heart and who always kills the nescience that attacks his devotees. His mercy is distributed like moonshine and his face is like that of a lion. Let me offer my obeisances unto him again and again. And this is from his commentary on the seventh canto, Bhagavatam. Ugra pi anugra evayam svabhaktanam nikeshari keshari vyasvapotanam anyenam ugra vikrama. Although very ferocious, the lioness is very kind to her cubs. Similarly, although very ferocious to non-devotees like Hiranyakashipu, Lord Nrisingadev is very, very soft and kind to devotees like Prahlad Maharaj. And here's the one they have on the temple of Nrisingadev in the room at Vajmandal. Vagisya yasya vandane lakshmir yasya chavakshashi yashyaste hridayasam vit tam nisring maham bhaje. Lord Nrisingadev is always assisted by Saraswati, the goddess of learning, and he is always embracing to his chest the goddess of fortune. The Lord is always complete in knowledge within himself. Let us offer obeisances to Nrisingadev. And from his commentaries in the 10th canto, Antar yanta sarva lokasya gita shrutya yukta chaivam eva vashe saha yas sarva gyana sarva shaktir nisingha shrimantam tam cheta saiva valambahe. In my heart I take shelter of him who is glorified as the inner controller of all the worlds and whom the Vedas ascertain in truth through logical reasoning. He is Nrisinga, the omniscient and omnipotent Lord of the Goddess of Fortune. Srila Sridhar Swami Ki Jai. Is it possible just to turn those down a tiny bit and still the devotees could hear those amplifiers? Because it's a little too loud, I think. No? No, this small one. It kind of overpowers this one, and the English devotees, I don't think they're hearing so much. So this morning we'll be reading from Srimad Bhagavatam. I don't have the canto, but I have I printed out the verse from the Bhaktivedanta folio. We're reading from the seventh canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 5, text number 38. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. If we could have the board become manifest. It's hiding in the corner. Prakat and aprakat. Aprakat lila. Okay, everyone look to your right. Sarvair. Utaya Hantavya Samboja. Sayanashanai Suril Linga Dhara Satru Munir Dushtam Evendriyam. Savayar Upayar Hantavya Samboja Sayanashanai Surilingadara Satrur Munir Dushtam Evendriyam. Savayar Upayar Hantavya Samboja Sayanashanai Surilingadara Shatrur Munir Dushtam Evendriyam. Savayar Upayar Hantavya Samboja Sayanashanai Sudirlingadara Satur Munir Dushtam Evendriyam. Ravai by all. Upayai means Hantavya must be killed. Samboja by eating. Shayana lying down. Ashanai by sitting. Suritlingadara who has assumed the role of a friend. Shatru, an enemy. Mune, of a great sage. Dushtam, uncontrollable. Eva, like. Indriyam, the senses. Translation. Just as uncontrolled senses are the enemies of all yogis engaged in advancing in spiritual life, this Prahlad, who appears to be a friend, is an enemy because I cannot control him. Therefore, this enemy, whether eating, sitting, or sleeping, must be killed by all means. Maybe just move if we move this amplifier closer to the audience, it'll be easier. So this spoken by Hiranyakashipu. Somehow or other, he's fortunate enough to get some shlokas in the great Gantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam, although he's a demon. But in this particular part of the Bhagavatam, he's understood that his son is actually a Vaishnava. And he's very upset. Because he's the king of the daityas, he's the king of the demons. Just like we can get a little appreciation how he feels if some very elevated Vaishnava couple conceived a child and that child turned out to be a great demon of the caliber of Hiranyakashipu, then you would feel very upset that you prayed for a ray of Vishnu to take birth in your family, but the boy turned out to be an asura, a great demon. So Hiranyakashipu, he's very surprised, and he chastises Sandanamarka, who are the Gurukul teachers. Their Gurukul is a complete opposite of the Vedic idea of a Gurukul, one is trained actually to be a devotee of God. In Hiranyakashipu's school, they were trained in had to be big demons, asuras. They were trained in diplomacy and cheating and avarice and envy and greed and so many of these, what we would consider inauspicious qualities. So because Prahlad was not manifesting the symptoms of the demoniac, but he was shining with the qualities of a devotee of the Lord. Titikshava karunika suridam savadehinam ajata suttavasanta sadavasurabhushanaha. A devotee of the Lord, he naturally manifests all the good qualities of the soul in its pure state. Titikshava, he's very tolerant. Karunika, he's very, very merciful to those less fortunate than him in a spiritual way. Suridam sarvadehinam, he doesn't have, he's friendly towards all living entities. Ajata sattva santa, at least he doesn't consider anyone as his enemy. He sees everyone as a potential devotee of the Lord. Sadhava sudabhushana, he is decorated with all good qualities. So Prahlad was manifesting these qualities. He wasn't manifesting the things which Sun and Amartya were teaching him in the Gurukul. How is that possible? Because actually he was a devotee from birth. He's Nitya Siddha. He is an eternally liberated devotee who appears in human society wholly and solely for preaching Krishna consciousness, giving others his association. And what's more, his instruction was not coming from Sandana Marka. By the arrangement of the Lord, his good instruction was coming from Sri Narada Muni, who was his Guru Maharaj. This is an arrangement made by the Lord for the sincere devotee of the Lord. As we know, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that whatever advancement we make on this path of Krishna consciousness, we retain that advancement. And in our next lifetime, we begin where we left off. We are guaranteed again the opportunity for devotional service. But devotional service means it is always under the guidance of a superior devotee of the Lord. Prabhupada said Krishna consciousness is authorized. It is a science, and we must learn that science from superiors. Evam parampara praptam imam rasasyo vidu. Krishna says, the science of Krishna consciousness is thus received through the disciplic succession. And the saintly kings of yore, the Rajarishis, they understood it in this way. So by the grace of the Lord, we have guru life after life. For a devotee. This is to be understood. We have the association of Vaishnavas life after life to further our progress. It is something mystical. It is not something that happens by chance or by some material arrangement. It happens by the arrangement of the Lord. Brahmanda Brahmati Kon Bhagivan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasad Bhai Bhakti Lata Beach, after wandering through material existence. By the mercy of Krishna, we get association of devotees, and by the association of devotees, or in particular, our guru, we get Krishna. Yasha Prashad, Bhagavat Prashado, Yasha Prashad, Nagati Vitopi. So who is the instructor? Who planted the first seed? First come, first serve, we say in English. First come, first serve. So where did he get this inclination to render service to Vishnu? Hiranyakashipu couldn't figure it out. How has my son become a Vaishnava? Vishnu's my enemy. He's my enemy, Vishnu. How has my son become a Vaishnava? Have the Vaishnavas sneaked into the Gurukul, he said, and poisoned my son with this Harikata? Have they poisoned him like this? He couldn't. Sandamarka said, no, there's no Vaishnavas here. This is very strict Gurukul. Only demons are here. Now, where has he learned his science? Well, if you study Bhagavatam carefully, 7th canto, you'll know that he got that Bhakti Lata Beej, he got that seed of Krishna consciousness when he was in the womb. when he was in the womb of his mother, because his mother was the wife of Hiranyakashipu. But when the demigods attacked the abode, or they tried to regain the abode of Indra, which had been conquered by Hiranyakashipu, in the battle, in the fighting, Hiranyakashipu's wife was given protection, because in Vedic culture, women are never harmed. Women, children, animals, old men, brahmanas, due to their defenseless, innocent nature, they're not engaged in this combat. They're always given protection. From the beginning to the end, they're given protection. They're considered innocent members of society. So the wife of Hiranyakashipu was given protection. She was taken away. Although at one point the demigods did want to slay her, because they felt that this is the wife of Hiranyakashipu. She was pregnant. It was obvious she was pregnant. The big demon in the womb, we have to kill this baby. And by the arrangement of the Lord. You see how much the Lord appears in the life of a devotee. This is why Krishna consciousness is so exciting. Krishna says, I am adventure. Because the devotees are submissive to the Lord is always appearing in their lives in so many unique and transcendental ways, making all the arrangements for us to go back home, back to God. Sarvashakam. Krishna says, I am seated in the heart of every living entity. And for me comes knowledge, remembrance, and forgetfulness. So the Lord is the best friend of his devotee. He's guiding him mysteriously. Not mysteriously according to Krishna. It's very practical, but for us it's something mystical. So that moment when the demigods were going to kill, even against Vedic injunction, this woman, Narada Muni, he appeared. No, stop! You shall not kill this woman, because within her womb is not a demon, as you would suspect. It seems, logically, there would be a demon, because he's a demon. So his Varnashankar, those who have materialistic nature, demoniac nature, they produce Varnashankara, unwanted population, little cats and dogs. Because at the moment of conception, their minds are simply full of lust. There's nothing auspicious in their mind, a sex desire. So, because of that type of sex desire, they produce children of lusty nature, materialistic nature, no good qualities. Up to no good, my mother would sometimes say about me. You're up to no good. Well, not my fault. You produce me. I didn't think of it like that in those days. To no good. This is very mysterious. It's just, you would think that Prahlad, with the boy in the womb, would be a demon. But no, by the arrangement of the Lord, he took birth in that demoniac family to give us hope as little demons, products of Kali Yuga, that by the mercy of Guru and Krishna, we can achieve a transcendental position. And also to show us, because Hiranyakashipu was the king of the Asuras. He was the best of the Daityas. He was the best demon. And Prahlad was the best of all devotees. So you put the two together. You've got the best demon and the best devotee. Now what would you like to be? You'd like to be the devotee, or you'd like to be the demon? You can study the character of these two personalities. You can study the life of these two personalities, you can discover the philosophy of these two personalities, you can judge the end result, phalina parichate. Ultimately, in Vedic culture, we judge something by the result. What was the result of Hiranyakashipu's nefarious activities? You know as well as I do. This is the result of all materialistic activity. Only death awaiting us. No good future. Of course, he received some special mercy. But Prahlad also had darshan of the Lord. He came before the Lord, and the Lord put his lotus paw on his head and freed him from any slight impurities that may have been there and gave him that prem, bhakti. Prahlad, he encouraged his father, you should leave this householder life. You're simply rotting in householder life, materialistic, grihamedi life. You should give it up. You should renounce. And what you should do, you should go to Braj. You should go to Vrindavan. And there you should worship the Lord of your life, Sri Krishna. This is the instruction that Prahlad gave his pita, but he couldn't do it. So Prahlad was a great devotee, and Hrishikesh was a great demon, so we can choose which path we want to follow. The path to Braj or the path to hell. So, but the Demaikas, they couldn't see, but Narada could see. Tri Gyanakal, the great saints, they have the vision to see the past, the present, and the future. So he could see that in the womb, it's not a demon, but by the arrangement of the Lord, a great devotee. So he took the mother of Hiranyakashipu, rather the mother of Prahlad, the wife of Hiranyakashipu, to his ashram. And he began to instruct her in the science of Krishna consciousness. This is where Prahlad received the inclination for Krishna consciousness. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Shmaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Bandham, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atman, Ivedanam. There's 9 processes which elicit or bring forth or manifest that love of God that is already within our hearts. Not something new we have to learn. It's very natural to be a devotee. It's very easy to be a devotee. It's very blissful to be a devotee. It's already there within our heart. And that was woken up by the instructions of Narad Muni. Narad Muni instructed Prahlad Narada. So therefore, Prahlad had this inclination. From the very beginning, when he took birth, he was already a devotee. This is the science of Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada says in the purports of 7th canto that if a boy or a girl can imbibe this spirit of Krishna consciousness from a very young age, he says specifically from 5, when the intelligence becomes manifest, it's every chance that child can become a pure devotee. And we see that householders who follow this course of action, who very carefully give this Krishna consciousness to their children, who protect them from sense gratification and encourage them in devotional service, it's not easy because the conditioned soul has a natural tendency towards sense gratification. Although naturally we're devotees, because of our long association with the material energy, it appears that we have a natural inclination towards sense gratification. So that becomes manifest around 2 years of age. Those of us who have been parents, we know very well the maxim, the terrible twos. The terrible twos, when the boy or the girl becomes 2 and they become very naughty and very active and, stop! So be very patient as a parent. Vacha Vegam, Manasa Grota Vegam, Jiva Vegam, Upashta Vegam. To be a Grihastra, you have to have full control over your mind and your senses, just like a sannyasi, to lead your dependents on the path of Krishna consciousness. And we have in this august assembly today several examples of parents who have understood this principle. Adi Purusha Prabhu, who we introduced today, his children are like angels. He has one boy and a number of girls. How many girls? 3 girls and 1 boy. They're angels. No problems. Adi Rasa, where are Adi Rasa? Adi Rasa's here. We're in kitchen. Adi Rasa, how old is she now? Adi Purusha, she's 18. She took initiation last year, 17. We gave her initiation when she was only 17. Oh, there she is. She won't look. We gave her initiation when she was 17 because she's like angel, no problems, because of her father. And the great stalwart Polish Vaishnava, Trisama Prabhu. When you just think of Trisama, you think that here's a solid bhakta devotee. And look at the children he's raised. Brihaspati Das, Mondakini. Mondakini, raise your hand. You see her face? Face is an index in the mind. You don't have to, of course, I'm sure they've had their moments, but, you know, they've because of this principle of raising the children from the very beginning. Father's guru. Father is guru. He's the first guru. So it's not difficult to understand. If you look at these children, how Krishna consciousness, because fathers are following, therefore children are following. If father or mother compromise, children will compromise. It's natural. There's other examples as well. We have our Moscovites. Their parents are also my disciples. the whole family's disciples, and they're all very nice. Devotees, Maleshwari, Kalindi, Malika. And they have a brother and a sister and all. So, although Hiranyakashipu was surprised, we're not surprised, because from the very beginning, Narad Muni was instructing the child in the womb. So he became great, exalted, Prahlad Maharaj, devotee of the Lord. But this is the reaction of the demoniac when they come in contact with God or the devotees of God, because the devotees of God, they love to glorify their Lord, their Ishtadeva. Just like materialistic people, they're always talking about money and women or money and men. This is the subject matter of materialistic life. In the music, in the media, in the schools, at home. Puna, punas, charvita, charvananam, chewing the chewed, again and again, the same business. Eating, sleeping, sex, fighting. But a devotee whose heart has been enlivened with Krishna consciousness, you can't stop that devotee from glorifying his Lord. He loves to talk about Krishna. Loves to glorify Krishna. The name, fame, form, paraphernalia of the Lord, it comes naturally to a devotee. It's always speaking about Krishna. So this gives great joy to the devotees, but it agitates the hearts of the non-devotees. So Prahlad and his father, eventually it was a crash course. It was a crash course. Just like we were driving down the road the other day, we saw like a head-on collision. Well, almost a head-on, kind of. One car was in one ditch, the other car was in another ditch. They had a head-on collision. So it was just a matter of time before Prahlad and his father, they had a... What have you learned today in school, my young boy? Oh, Pita. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Shmarnam, Padasevanam, Martanam, Bandham, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam. This is what I've learned. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Shmarnam. Padasevanam, Archanam, Pandam. Oh, very nice, Prahlad. Hearing, chanting, remembering, serving my lotus feet, making friends with me, Atmanivedam, giving everything to me. That's very nice, Prahlad. Pita. No, I have learned Shravanam, Kirtanam, not Hiranyakashipu Smaranam. Shravanam Kirtanam, not Hiranyakashipu Smaranam, Shravanam Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Padasevanam Arjanam. Vishnu, you rascal, you are my enemy. He threw him off the lap, and the boy rolled on the ground. His mother, oh my, kill him at once! Demons, they don't hesitate. If someone interferes with their cherished goal of sense gratification, they'll remove that person. Countries will remove other countries. Villages will remove other villages. People will remove other people. You read about it every day. It's all based on sense gratification. And that mentality is described in Bhagavad Gita. I am supreme. This person is my enemy. I have killed this one. I will kill that one. By hook or crook, I'll get my sense gratification, my material enjoyment. Sometimes they're so determined, they'll even kill their own children. What is abortion? Abortion simply means the child that is in my womb will simply be an impediment to my easygoing life. Because as soon as the baby's born, then I have to clean the stool, and I have to give the milk, and I have to work, and I have to maintain, and I can't go out and party. I'm not free. Even animals don't kill their own children. So human beings become lower than the low by bad association. So here's the first example of this abortion concept, that Hiranyakashipu is ready to kill his own beloved. From his own semen, he produced the child. Actually, in Vedic science, that because the soul enters into a particle of male semen, is injected into the womb of the mother, where it goes into the egg, the ovum. So the father is actually considered the proprietor of the child. The womb is simply a temporary home where the child takes shelter and grows and gets a body. So the child is considered the property of the father. Some ideas like that, because he gives it to the mother to give the body, and then the mother gives back with the body. So both are raising the child. So Hiranyakashipu, his beloved, his from his own blood, because semen is produced from blood. Just like milk, the mother gives milk. The milk is nothing more than the blood of the woman transformed into milk. So semen is nothing more than the blood transformed into semen. This is why a man can he protects his semen. He keeps his semen, because the semen goes to the brain, nourishes the brain for understanding philosophy. Brahmacharya. Lifelong brahmacharya, Prahlad, what is that called? Huh? Naishtiki. Naishtiki brahmacharya. I met one Naishtiki brahmacharya in India. His father was the head of the Supreme Court of India, but he was a sadhu living at Radhakund. He was 89 years old. He was Naishtiki brahmacharya, never married. He knew the entire Srimad Bhagavatam, 18,000 shlokas. He knew the entire Chaitanya Charitamrita, the entire Bhagavad Gita, half the Upanishads. He just like the wind. Wow, the brain. How do you get this brain? Brahmacharya. So, Prahlad Maharaj, he was produced from the semen, from the blood, from the life force of his father. But because his son was a devotee, in a moment he's ready to kill him. So demoniac. We give our life to save someone. The materialistic people, they give their lives for their own sense that they'll kill someone. Prabhupada said, Bhaktisana Saraswati said, it takes gallons of blood to make someone into a devotee of the Lord. You know how hard it is. Someone comes in contact with Krishna consciousness, and we give our everything, our body, mind, our words, out of compassion, out of concern, out of love for that person, to rescue them from material life, to make them into a blissful devotee of the Lord, because we know what bliss is. They think they know what is bliss. They don't know. Bliss is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Nama. Our blood is used to save people from material existence. But they're ready to kill. It's so hard for us. So this is the point where we're coming in. We're entering the Bhagavatam at this point where Hiranyakashipu, kill him immediately. What? Your own son? Yes. He's an impediment to my sense gratification. Hiranyakashipu. So he's philosophizing it, because demons aren't fools. They're misguided. They have the wrong concept of life, but they have philosophy. Modern science is a very sophisticated philosophy on how life comes from matter, how there's no God, how the goal of life is sense gratification. That's a very simplistic presentation, but, you know, in biology and science, everything, it is all based on that concept. Life comes from matter. So eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow you die. Here's the philosophy of how to enjoy the world. Very sophisticated philosophy. So sometimes the demons, they speak very nicely. They speak very eloquently. So here is Hiranyakashipu. Listen to him. Just as uncontrolled senses are the enemies of all yogis engaged in advancing in spiritual life, this Prahlad, who appears to be a friend, is an enemy because I cannot control him. Therefore, this enemy, whether eating, sitting, or sleeping, must be killed by any means. Purport. Srila Prabhupada Ki. Hiranyakashipu planned a campaign to kill Prahlad Maharaj. He would kill his son by administering poison to him while he was eating, by making him sit in boiling oil, or by throwing him under the feet of an elephant while he was lying down. The Russian one's too loud. Thus, Hiranyakashipu decided to kill his innocent child, who was only 5 years old, simply because the boy had become a devotee of the Lord. This is the attitude of non-devotees towards devotees. We've had that experience. Of course, not Kalindi or Baleshwari or Malika or Mondakini or Adi Rasa or other. They haven't had this experience because they were born of Vaishnava parents. But others have had the experience that when they become devotees, the parents become very upset. Raise your hand if when you first became a devotee, your parents were a little bit agitated. My mata, ready. He used to say, just cut your hair a little bit, okay? Just a little bit. She used to say, then when she saw me, oh my God, just grow it back a little bit. Just a little bit. Please. Everyone knows the story of my mother. Bless her soul. My scientist mother, who at the very end said, don't lament for me as I die. I'm not this body. I'm eternal soul. I'm going to... Krishna. Srila Prabhupada Ki. She read Prabhupada's books and she became convinced. Originally, so, you know, the parents are sometimes like that because, so we can understand how Prahlad was misunderstood by Hiranyakashipu. When Giriraj Swami Maharaj Ki, when he became a devotee. His father came to the temple and I told you, he wrote out a check for $1 million. Woo! O-N-E-capital-M-I-L-L-I-O-N-D-O-L-L-A-R-S. Not zlotys. Not rubles. And he wrote to Greg Titan. That was Giriraj Maharaj's name. And he put his hand there and he wrote his first name and his father was also Titan. T-E-T-O. He said, if you leave this movement, I'll write the N. I'll give you this. Giriraj Maharaj, he said, you know, Papa, the happiness I'm experiencing in the service of Srila Prabhupada, you know, cannot compare to that measly, tiny, insignificant $1 million that you are offering me. One name of Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Nama, Hare Nama. Not compared to all the gold in the world. Merci. No, thank you. That's not interesting. How is it possible you cannot? This is money. This is $1 million. Materialistic people cannot understand. Mamcha yo vibhichayana bhakti yo gena sevate sagunan simatityaitam paramabhuya. One who engages in the process of Krishna consciousness, he's unaffected by the modes of nature. Ignorance, passion, mundane goodness. He's a shield around that devotee, protecting that devotee. He transcends those modes and comes to the level of Brahman or spirit. Brahma Bhuta Prasanatmana Sochati Nakanchati. He's never hankering, he's never lamenting. Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma. He's blissful, he's always joyful. Like the head of the culture club in the last town we did. What was it called? Touche? Tuhola. We went to Tuhola. And the head of the culture club, he came afterwards, he said, "This is the best event we have ever had in the history of our town." And I have two witnesses here. Nandini and Radhasaki, they were there. "This is the best festival we've ever had. Over 50% of the town has come. You have given us real culture. We don't have real culture in this country. You have shown us what is real culture. Music, dance, song, philosophy, all centered around God." He said, "I have never in my life seen a group of people who are so happy." That's the exact words he said, right? And I'm thinking, God, this is exactly something that I would want to hear from somebody after a festival. Chinkora Barzo! And he really meant it. "I have never seen people so happy." So this is experience from the very beginning of devotion. As soon as you surrender to Krishna, he gives you a little taste, like hors d'oeuvre, and you can just imagine what's coming later on. If you've just experienced, just how much have we surrendered? Choo-choo. Little. Imagine if we give our whole lives to Krishna. Our heart, our soul, body, mind, and words to Krishna. How happy we will be in the service of the Lord. So Giriraj Maharaj rejected. And as long as we stick closely to the process of Krishna consciousness, we'll be in the same mood of rejecting this materialistic way of life, which is very attractive. Maya, so many gross and subtle ways. She makes the material world appear to be beautiful. But if you're always sticking close to Krishna's lotus feet, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, you'll say no. There was that big campaign they had in America for educating the young people, don't take drugs during the Reagan era. The slogan was, just say no. When the drug dealer comes to your high school or your best friend pulls out some Acapulco gold or whatever, I don't know. Just say nya. No. It sounds similar in many languages. No. Why no? Why no? Because Hariba! For Krishna consciousness. But if you're not in touch, if you're not keeping in touch with Krishna, you may say da. You may say yes. Okay. So because Prahlad was a devotee and manifesting the symptoms of a devotee, his father was prepared to kill him. Next verse. Naitraste samahatishta bhattaravaishula panaya dhigma dhamshta karalayash tamashamshru shuroha. The demons, the Rakshasas, the servants of Hiranyakashipu, thus began striking the tender parts of Prahlad Maharaj's body with their tridents. The demons all had fearful faces, sharp teeth, and reddish, coppery beards and hair. And they appeared extremely threatening, making a tumultuous sound, chanting, "Chop him up, pierce him, chop him up, pierce him, chop him up, pierce him." They began striking Prahlad Maharaj, who sat silently meditating on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Gita says, one who is thus fixed in Krishna consciousness never becomes disturbed, even in the midst of the greatest calamity. Even in the midst of the greatest calamity. Devotee is fixed on Krishna. How he cannot be disturbed? Because Rakhi Krishna Madhike, Madhi Krishna Rakhike. Devotee has this faith. One is known to be a Kanishna, Madhyam, or Uttama devotee of the Lord by the degree of knowledge and faith. How much faith you have in Krishna. How much you believe. Prabhupada told the GBC one time, 1971. They're all new GBC members, new devotees for that matter. Do you really believe that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? That transcendental cowherd boy is God? And one of the GBC members told me that when Prabhupada was sitting with all the new GBC members, they all kind of went, yeah. Because faith is a question of advancement. It doesn't depend upon years. It may be that you're a devotee from last life. But it's a question of realization in Krishna consciousness. You have faith. So, Rakhe Krishna Mari Ke, Mari Krishna Rakhe Ke. If Krishna wants to kill you, nothing can save you. And if Krishna wants to save you, there's absolutely nothing in this world that can kill you. So Prahlad Maharaj is topmost devotee of the Lord. He's one of the 12 Mahajans. So they're piercing and this, and he's Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Chop him up, piercing, chop him up. Hare Ramo, Hare Ramo, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Why don't you just all chant Hare Krishna? Like Prabhupada in Calcutta, 1974, the Naxalites were an extreme brand of Marxist, Leninist communism. They were killing all the businessmen in Calcutta, shooting them by assassination. All the businessmen, because the communists were against the capitalists. They didn't like the rich, the bourgeois. They wanted to bring everyone down to the same poverty level. It's communism. Communism doesn't mean to elevate everyone. Communism means everybody down to what Poland was in 1989 when I first came here. Nothing, only kapusta. Not even potatoes, just cabbage. So the Naxalites were killing all the capitalists, so they all left. So when Prabhupada came with his herd of white elephants, his devotees who were very opulent and blissful and big tent and this and that. And Prabhupada came in a fancy car. They wrote him a note. Fly or die, Swamiji. Fly or die. What did Prabhupada do? He said, bring them here. I want to speak to them. What? So they came with their guns cocked. What was it? You are all nice Bengali boys. You were born into this culture of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This culture can purify the heart of all misgivings and make you opulent in love of God. Yes, Swamiji. Will you please join our kirtan? Yes. Nitaigo Harivo. Not only did Prabhupada have the ability to convince them otherwise, he was such a powerful personality. He said of his own Guru Maharaj, he was no ordinary spiritual master. He saved me. He saved me. So Prabhupada, he not only convinced the people, he delivered the Naxalites. He got them to sing the names of Gauranga. This is devotee of the Lord. So Prahlad Maharaj, he was Uttam Adhikari, fully versed in Krishna consciousness, as we learn from his beautiful Bandhanam prayers and Srimad Bhagavatam, fully full of faith. You don't have to tell a pure devotee. You know, when he talks to the Mayavadis said, you know, there is no such thing as God. It is only an illusion. And here's the pure devotee seeing Krishna everywhere. Right. There's no such thing as God. Premanjani Churati Bhakti Velo Chinena. The eyes of the pure devotee are imbued. They're
flooded with prema, with love. A pure devotee sees Krishna everywhere. And the atheist is saying, you know, there is no God. Right. The atheist is making his nefarious plans to kill the devotees, you know. Who are you? This is Krishna. So therefore, when Nrisimhadeva appeared, Hiranyakashipu was bewildered. What is this, a man or a beast? And Prahlad was like, wow, Krishna, this is something quite amazing. You've become half man, half lion, because never before was this form seen. The Lord Krishna manifested as Nrisimha. This we have to understand. Sometimes devotees say, what is the source of Nrisimha? Nrisimha is Krishna. He's Shamsundar, Vrindavan, Krishna. He's an expansion of Krishna. Actually, expansion of Vasudeva, Krishna. He's an expansion of Krishna. He's Krishna. So there, because Prahlad has so much faith, when his beloved appeared in a different dress, oh, that's very nice. It's like a boy loves a girl, so, you know, one Saturday night she wears this dress, and then obviously next Saturday she wants to wear a different dress to keep his attention. So he's not thinking, oh, very nice, a different dress. He's not thinking, oh, this is a different girl, it's a different dress. So when the Lord appears in his various incarnations, the devotees are going, wow, Krishna, that is so suitable for rescuing the earth from the bottom of the Garbhodak ocean. You took the form of a boar. Because boars, they go in filthy places. We wouldn't want our Shamsundar to go there. But Shamsundar has manifest a transcendental body of a boar. That is amazing, Krishna. And then he comes as half man. Keshavadrita Narahari Rupa Jai Jagadishahari Jai Jagadishahari. You incarnated these 10 forms. So that the demon is always bewildered by the plans of the Lord, but the devotee, he just thinks, you know, just my Krishna, he's so wonderful. Coward boys, when Krishna's killing all the demons, he's a little boy, but his coward friends are going, that's our Krishna. This is amazing, Krishna says. So, Prahlad Maharaj, he's sitting there with full faith, and therefore he's not able to be harmed here. So the next translation, Pare Brahman Yanir Dheshye Bhagavat Yakilat Mani Yukta Man Yalfa Asashan Apun Yashyeva Satkriya. Translation, even though a person who has no assets in pious activities performs some good deed, it will have no result. Thus the weapons of the demons had no tangible effects upon Prahlad Maharaj because he was a devotee undisturbed by material conditions and fully engaged in meditating upon and serving Krishna with unchangeable, cannot be realized by material senses, the source of the entire universe. So we should not be surprised that the Lord protects his devotees because he loves his devotees very much. And if they require protection, Krishna will supply that protection. And Krishna, when he was personally present 5,000 years ago, he assured his bhaktas of that protection in his famous treatise called Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is the Lord speaking to his devotees to assure them how to advance in Krishna consciousness. And he says at least 6 times that he will protect his devotees. Kaunteya patijanahi name bhakta panishati. O son of Kunti, Arjun, declare it boldly, not just whisper, declare it boldly, my devotee will never perish. Mahatmanas tu mam partha daivim prakritim ashrita. O son of Prita, those who are not deluded, the great souls, are working under the protection of the divine energy. It appears that becoming a devotee is the best insurance policy. Ananyas chintayanto mam yejana pariupasyate. Those who worship me with exclusive devotion, meditating, and it's not difficult to meditate, on my transcendental form, to them I carry what they lack, and I preserve what they have. Parta naveha namutra Vinashas tasya vidyate. O son of Prita, transcendentalists engage in auspicious activities, do not meet with destruction, either in this life or the next life. For one who does good, my friend, is never overcome by evil. Sarva karmani yapi siddha kurvanu mad vyapashrashaya. Though engaged in all kinds of activities, he's a sannyasi, he's a grihastra, he's a vranapast, he's a brahmachari, a student, a housewife, powerful supreme personality of Godhead, Vishnu. His flaming mouth faces all directions. He is terrifying, yet auspicious, for he is the death of death. What a heavy mantra. Mitro mityam nam. He's the death of death. If death comes, what's that? That's death. He's running away. Bye-bye, death. Why does the Lord protect his devotee? So he can go on serving the mission. Not so that we can have an easygoing life. Prabhupada said, an easygoing life in Krishna consciousness, they don't go well together. This is missionary work. So this mantra is the mantra of the preachers. Ugram viram mahavishnun valantam sharvatomukam nishingam vishanam. See you later, alligator. Of course, death will come sometime, but when death finally came to Dhruva Maharaj, death came to serve the purpose of the devotee. Death came and bowed down to the devotee, Dhruva, and Dhruva stepped on the head of death to get into the Vaikuntha airplane to go back to Vaikuntha, back to heaven. That's how a devotee sees death. Okay, one day you have to die. But death came and bowed down, and the devotee stepped in the, as like a means to get into the airplane. Spasiba boltsle. He got into the airplane. And death, you know, Haribo, goodbye, goodbye, Kunta. So this is Nrisingadev protecting his devotee. Nrisingadev appears many times, not only the time we hear about in the seventh canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, as Krishna's pastimes are eternal, with some slight variations. Nrisingadev also appears in the Sringa Purana. We hear that, you know, sometimes he doesn't appear out of the pillar, he comes out of a lotus flower. Where is your God now? Let me see him come to protect you. Is he here in his chair? Yes. Is he in his pillar? Yes. Is he in his flower? Yes, Pita. And the Sringadev comes out of the lotus flower. Or it's described in one time, he just came walking into town. Where is your God? Look down the road, Hiranyakashipu. He's just coming down there. Whoa! Taking his time, you know. Are you the one that's bothering my devotee? Yes! In the Brahma Vaivarta Purana, also Nrisingadev is mentioned. There was once a demon, his name was Namuchi. That's an interesting name, Namuchi, Muchi. Demons are Muchi. Namuchi. And he realized that, you know, by performing penance and austerities, he could get a benediction from Brahma. Because demigods are more or less obliged to give benedictions if the people qualify through penance and austerity. What do you want? What do you want? Brahma has to say to the demon. So this Namuchi, he took a pin, a needle, and he put a mustard seed on top of the needle. And he stood on top of the mustard seed for 100,000 years by the calculation of the demigods. Whoa! 100,000 years, Brahma was obliged to come down on this swan. Daksuham. For those of you who don't speak Polish, that means I'm listening. Right? Taksuham. And who just said. I have been philosophizing for a long time here. I have a lot of time to think. Here on top of this mustard seed on the needle I've been balancing. I'm thinking that the greatest impediment to my enjoyment is what? What is the greatest impediment to your enjoying, ultimately? Death. Death just cancels all the agenda. Whatever you've got on your agenda, oh, I'm going to go to the Caribbean, I'm going to go back to school, I'm going to get a beautiful girl, I'm going to get a house, you know, it's all in the... Death, it's like, you know, sometimes on your computer, oh my God, I didn't save it, I lost it. There's no way you're ever going to get it back. It's gone forever. If you're computer literate, you know what I mean. So death is the ultimate delete button. Boop. It's all gone, your body. So Namuchi, he considered that I'm a demon, and my goal of life is to enjoy. And the ultimate impediment to my enjoyment is death. So I want you to give me a benediction, which I consider will protect me from death. So Brahma said, oh my God, I've been through this one before. Because Hiranyakashipu appeared in Satya. What is it? He has to give the benediction. Krishna can decide what to give. Sometimes Krishna gives and sometimes he takes away. He gave to Dhruva, he took away from Bali. Krishna can give or take away. But Brahma has to pretty much do what the demon says. So, what is it? I want a benediction that I will never be killed by anything that's wet or dry. Everything's wet or dry, either wet or dry. I'll never be killed by anything that's wet or dry. My son, you have this benediction. Yeah, I am supreme, I am powerful. And actually, Namuchi, he went on to conquer Buru, Bhuvaha, Svaha, the three worlds, the lower, middle, and planetary system. What was that song? I want it all and I want it now. He had it all and he had it in his fingertips. The whole universe was terrorized by Namuchi. So the demigods, when they have these type of problems, they go to the shore of the milk ocean. We hear that in Krishna book. It wasn't the only time that they did it in the Krishna book. It happens whenever the demons terrorize this. Sometimes the demons get the upper hand. Sometimes festivals are canceled. And we can only cry, my beloved festival. Nelson Mandela wrote a book, Cry, My Beloved Country, South Africa. So when they cancel our festival, cry, my beloved Vaishnavas, what can we do? Sometimes the demons, they get the upper hand. We have lost the battle. We have not lost the war. Victory to Ram! The demigods, they went to the shore of the milk ocean and they prayed to Krishna, you've got to do something. This Namuchi is terrorizing the whole universe. The pious are being, you know, harassed. You have to do something. In very short time, I will appear in this world. Have no fear. Meanwhile, Indra, I empower you to fight with Namuchi. Takes this thunderbolt and he went to where Namuchi was and a big battle took place. And all the demigods were there in their airplanes and it was like bigger than the battle of Kurukshetra. Indra would throw his thunderbolt, Namuchi would fight back. But although Indra was very powerful, he was not powerful enough. Because he's Prakriti Bhakta. He's not fully invested with Krishna's mercy because he hangs on to some material desires. It's an offense to maintain material attachments even after hearing so many instructions on the matter. So he was not a pure, transparent via medium because he was holding on to some material desires. Some impurity was there in the heart. Therefore, he could not accomplish his mission. Whereas Prabhupada accomplished everything he wanted to do because he was a pure devotee of the Lord, and the Lord acted through him, and his mission was successful. It was inconceivable what Prabhupada set out to do, but he did it by the mercy of the Lord. He spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. He set up the structure, he planted the seeds. Indra couldn't do it because he has some material desires. He couldn't defeat Nabuchi. But Nabuchi was scared enough that he ran away. He went to South India. There's a cave on top of a hill. I'll go hide in that cave. And I'll just regroup like Osama bin Laden, hiding somewhere, regrouping his forces. So Nabuchi, I'll just regroup. I'll get my little rakshasas and rakshashinis, my man-eating devotees, and then we'll regroup. So he found this nice cave, and he went into the cave, and the curtain opened. Govindam Madhipurusham Tamaham Bhajami. But it wasn't Govinda Adipurusha, the original personality. It was Bhagavan Narasingha. Narasingha roared in the Muchi, you know, what is this? A half man, half lion, what kind of beast? But he couldn't be killed by anything wet or anything dry. A sword is dry, a water weapon is wet, a fire weapon is dry. Club, a knife. Shrinkadev has unlimited weapons. Nothing was working. But the Lord is the most intelligent because he's the source of all intelligence. So you know what he did? He manifested a Sudarsan chakra that was made of foam. Like shaving cream? Foam. Foam is neither wet nor dry. You can't say it's wet and you can't say it's dry. It's just in between. Foam. He manifested a foam weapon because the Lord also has to keep intact the benediction of Brahma because Brahma is his devotee. He can't disappoint his devotee. And so he kept intact the boon of Brahma, but he cheated the demon. He manifested a foam weapon. With that foam, that foam cut off the head of the demon. Krishna can take his hand and cut off the head of the washerman. Foam can cut off your head. So he cut off the head of the demon. And then he manifested as a deity in the cave, Pani Nrisimha. He's there. You can go to Mangalgiri, that cave in South India. You can see that same deity who killed Nabuchi. Still there. It's a very nice deity because he only takes half of your offering and leaves the rest for you. You consider it Mahaprasad. He takes the form of a big face, a face of Nrisimha there in the cave, like a self-manifested face. It's amazing. I went there. It's the first temple I went to. After sannyas, I went there. I saw this beautiful face of Nrisimha. It's open. And you pour in a container, and it only takes half. If you have a container this big, you start pouring. Halfway through, you hear this little gurgle, and some water comes back out. And you catch it. If you take a container this big, you pour in half, and exactly half the point, bloop, 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 comes back out. You take a thimbleful of water and you pour it in. Halfway, it'll stop and it'll come back out. It's mystical. The British surveying team in the 1950s, they went there. They could not understand how this was happening. Whatever amount of liquid the pujari put in there, whatever the vessel was, it would stop when the vessel was half finished. And I drank a lot of that maha. Every day I'd lug up this big thing. A very, very powerful darshan. This temple is so powerful that it's been visited since Satya Yuga. In Satya Yuga, there weren't very many demons. Because we hear that, you know, 99.9% of the population, they were Krishna conscious. They just had to do some meditation for 100,000 years, and then, poof, they're back to Godhead. But not many demons. There's Hiranyakashipu, there's Hiranyaksha, there's a few like that. So the demons in Satya Yuga, they went to hell. You take the high road, I'll take the low road. You'll go to heaven and I'll go to hell. If you're a demoniac, you'll go to hell. And that's where the demons went. Yamaraj, he wasn't very engaged in Kali Yuga. Just a few people were coming to hell, and everybody else was going to heaven, back to Vaikuntha. He had a few. But he's a devotee, so he's thinking how he can deliver these few people who are residents of hell in Kali Yuga. What he did is he took them to the cave where Namuchi was killed by that particular incarnation in the Sringadev, and by taking darshan of that deity, the residents of hell ascended to Vaikuntha. Bhagavan Narasingadeva ki. In Treta Yuga, when Ramachandra appeared, and then he disappeared at the end of his pastimes, you know, Krishna winds up, it becomes apakat, it becomes unmanifest, ayodhya dham. He took Sita, Lakshman, Hanuman, Shatrughna, all of them, all the residents of Ayodhya, they went, whoo! But there were a few rascals in Ayodhya who doubted Ram, who doubted Sita. Oh, maybe this Sita has been enjoyed by Ravana. Why is Ram keeping her? That was the reason Ram banished Sita back to the forest. So much Vipalamba Bhav in Ramayana. Sita was banished back to the forest so that Ram would be the ideal. Caesar's wife must be above suspicion, the ideal ruler. Banished Sita. A few rascals there. So the rascals, they didn't go to Ayodhya Dham in the spiritual sky. So Vasishtha Muni came along and he said, hey, what are you guys doing here? We didn't go back to Vaikuntha because we were bad. So he took all of them. He took them to the cave where Namuchi was delivered. Nrisingadev appeared. And by having darshan of that deity, those residents of Ayodhya also went back to the spiritual world. And in Dupura Yuga, those who were going to the temples and taking darshan of the deities and performing the rules and regulations, performing sacrifices for the deities, incomplete in their understanding of deity worship. They're worshiping the deity for some, it's called the Karmakanya section of the Vedas. They're worshiping God not for some spiritual benefit, but for some punya, some pious benefit. They go to Shvarg Lok, and then they fall down. They do it all again. They go up the Shvarg, up and down. So in Dupura Yuga, they got tired of going up and down. And they met Agastya Muni, and they said, hey, we're just going up the Shvarg and back to the earth and up the Shvarg. You know, I mean, how are we going to get out of here? So Agastya Muni said, you come with me. He took them to Mangalgiri. They had darshan of the deity. And all those ritualistic followers of the Vedas, they went to Vaikuntha. It's a very powerful place. So next time you go to India, and you could just stay in Vrindavan, Mayapur, Puri, but if you want a little side trip, I recommend you go to Mangalgiri. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went there. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur went there. Perhaps Prabhupada went there on his travels, I don't know. You take darshan of Paninisringa. In Satya Yuga, they offered him Amrita, which means the nectar of the gods. In Treta Yuga, they offered him ghee. In Dupura Yuga, they offered him milk, and because Kali Yuga is so poor, they just take some jaggery, some sugar cane, and they mix it with water, and you can offer him that, and you drink. Offer it to Krishna, drink it if you please, and chaitodharpanamarjanam, you become purified. Along with chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Nama, Hare Rama, Rama Nama, Hare Hare. So Lord Nrisingadeva is very, very merciful. He protects his devotees from all inimical forces, and he also protects us from within. In the mantra we sing, Namaste Narasingaya Paladala Hridayare Hiranyakashipu Baksha Shilatam Ganaka Ito Nisringa Padato Nisringa Yato 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 Bahir Nisringa Hidaye Nisringa. He's also in the heart. And there he is also defeating the demons of the heart. Ooh. How'd the demons get in my heart? Well, you let them in. Unknowingly, you let in your worst enemies. Really. What's my worst enemy? It is lust only, Arjuna, which is the all-devouring, sinful enemy of this world. Therefore, Arjuna, best of the bards, at the very beginning, curb this great symbol of lust by regulating the senses and slay this destroyer of knowledge and self-realization. So lust and anger and greed. So we pray to Nisringa to eliminate those obstacles in our path of devotional service. And he will do, if you call out sincerely, he will remove Ito Nisringa, because he's everywhere. He's inside, he's outside, and he's the well-wisher, he's Bhaktivatsal, he's the friend of his devotee. So today is a very nice day for calling out for the mercy of the Lord, because these things we cannot do ourselves. How we can handle our opposition? They have so much money, they have so much political clout, they have so much intelligence. We're fighting on their own turf. This is their turf, the material world. We're devotees, we don't belong here. That's how America lost the war in Vietnam. The Viet Cong, they knew the area. Russia lost to Afghanistan because they didn't know how to fight in that turf. So we're fighting in these people. So Sringadeva is the only one who can protect us. And the enemies of lust and anger and greed are very, very powerful. So we must call out to Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Nama Nama, Hare Hare. And the Lord is very, very kind. He'll protect his devotees. He'll protect us from our opposition. He'll protect us from within and give us a pure path of devotional service to advance without too much obstruction. Some obstruction will be there, as Prahlad was mentioning the other day in class. The Lord allows perhaps a little impurity to stay in the heart just so that we don't become complacent. When something happens, we call out, Hare Krishna! That type of appeal Krishna will respond to. So sometimes he makes it a little adventurous. That's why preaching in Poland is so nice, because there's some intrigue, there's some politics, it's like a little bit like Mahabharat. But in the middle of Mahabharat is Bhagavad Gita. And the central person in Bhagavad Gita is Bhagavan Sri Krishna. And he always comes to the rescue of his devotees. Rake Krishna Mari Ke, Mari Krishna Rake Ke. So Krishna will do his part if we do our part, which we have to call out very sincerely. So this is a very nice day for the devotees to take full shelter of Bhagavan Sri Krishna as our protector and our well-wisher. Sri Nisinga Chaturdasi Maha Mohotsava Ki. Bhagavan Narasingadeva Ki. Lord Nisingadeva's Appearance Day Ki. Ugra Nisinga Ki. Sri Sri Lakshmi Nisingadeva Ki. Gorpe Manande. Sri Prahlad Maharaja Ki Jai.